The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. The Eric Metaxas Show. I'm Eric Metaxas. Alvin, can you guess where I am? Do I look like I'm home in New York City? That's my first question.
Well, unless you move to a hotel in New York City, I would say no.
But even if I had moved to a hotel in New York City, why are there palm trees behind me?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah. I'm very observant. So I'm in Florida. I'm at Fort Lauderdale because last night, which was Wednesday, I spoke at, many people know Coral Ridge Ministries. That's James Kennedy's church. Of course, he's passed away. But I gave my opening address, the first ever talk on my upcoming book, Is Atheism Dead? I have not spoken on that ever before. The book is coming out shortly. And you know what? Hey, before I get into that, let me warn people of what's coming up. After this segment where I tell you what's happening, we have Mike Thompson. I've never met him in person, but he has what's called a prophetic calling. And I'm just fascinated to introduce my audience to folks like this to see what you make of it. Because I know there's so many people that they're interested in what the Bible says and whatever. They're not familiar with folks like Mike Thompson. Or with the concept of what we call spiritual warfare. A lot of people think it's just weird. Maybe it is weird. So we want to introduce you to Mike Thompson. But he is, I just love this guy, but I've never met him in person. And, you know, we don't know each other that way. But he prays and God shows him things. And I thought it's important to the audience. So Mike's coming up today. It's Prophet Week on the Eric Metaxas Show. We had Chris Reed on Tuesday. We had Amanda Grace. And today we have Mike Thompson. And I should say, that we're going to be sending out these videos. We put them on Rumble, but sign up to our newsletter, ladies and gentlemen. There are things that just cannot possibly get to on this program. And we, of course, want to share these video interviews with you so you can share them with your friends. It's kind of important. We need your help. So sign up at ericmetaxas.com, please. All right. So today we have Mike Thompson. After Mike Thompson, one of the daughters of the great Billy Graham, Ruth Graham. She is really sweet. She's very different from her sister, Ann Graham Lotz. I've never met the third sister, Gigi, but Ruth Graham, the daughter of Billy Graham, will be with them. Are you ready? I think you know what's coming after that. And since you're from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, maybe you should tell the audience who's coming up.
Yes. Senator Doug Mastriano is going to come and give us an update on everything he's discovering about the stolen election. So get ready for that. So that's at the end of hour two. So big
You're saying
show,
the election is stolen? That's crazy,
yes.
Man. It's all settled science. Settled science. Globe is warming. Yeah. Masks protect you from nothing. It's all settled, Albin. You need to read Newsweek or Time or something because it's all settled. Okay.
All you have to do is say conspiracy theory, and then you don't have to discuss anything that you don't want to hear about.
I've got a conspiracy theory. This is really nuts. My conspiracy theory is that Joe Biden was elected by the American people. Is that crazy? But some people believe that conspiracy theory, and they think it's a conspiracy theory. They think they're right. Okay. We should also announce, we only have a couple days left, but Nutramedics, one of our main sponsors on the program, is offering, this is almost absurd, this week only, I guess this is what's called an introductory offer because they can't afford to do this normally, but normally when you go to Nutramedics.com, and it's medics with an X, Nutramedics.com, and you put in the code ERIC, you get 20% off. This week only, and it's already Thursday, they're offering 35% off, which is pretty nuts. And everything that you buy there, whether it's melatonin, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, you'll see what they have. They've got tons of stuff. It's the highest quality. but also 50% of their profits go to missions. That's amazing. When we work with some of these companies, the guys behind Relief Factor, Nutramedics, Mike Lindell, these are people that give back in a big way. Yeah. And I think that's really important that we're careful how we spend our money, where we spend our money, if we can. So Nutramedics.com, 35% off, but you got to use the code Eric. Also, now posting this on social media and, of course, on my email list, which people listening are not on that. So you're not going to get this, folks. What am I talking about? Well, right now, I'm talking about my book Is Atheism Dead? Is coming out, and we have a launch team. We want you to launch team. If you join the team, you get to read the book now, not when it comes out October 19th, right now, September 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, read it unless you join the launch team. That's one of the perks we call it perks. When you join the launch team, it's actually kind of exciting, folks, because no one can get their hands on the book. But if you join the launch team, you can read the book instantly. We're going to send you the for free if you join the launch team. So we'll post that on my social media. But the easiest way is to sign up for my newsletter, ericmetaxas.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Sign up your friends. Sign up your family. I keep trying to tell you there's stuff on there that we don't have time on the program to get to. Okay. So our other sponsor, of course, is Lindell and MyPillow and MyStore.com. You can buy almost all of my books at MyStore.com, but I want to say we have produced the most gorgeous Bonhoeffer posters. It's been a huge process getting the rights to the photo. It's the photo on the cover of my Bonhoeffer book. We got the rights, had to pay money for the rights to that photo. He was 18 years old. And we printed up posters, large posters, small posters. We're going to have them up at mystore.com very soon at insane prices. We're not doing it for the money. I promise you. And that's why we're offering them at insane prices. But they are gorgeous. We have large posters and small posters. No mediums. I'm sorry. Okay. So we ought to say what I'm doing today.
Yes.
I can't give details.
You can't.
But according to my schedule, today I'm meeting with President Trump.
Yeah.
I can't say any more about that. I don't even know if I'll be able to say anything about it tomorrow because I'm traveling again tomorrow. But definitely by Monday, I will say stuff about it. I will post stuff about it on social media. And then speaking of traveling, this is crazy, Saturday, the mall in D.C. Sean Foyt is going to be holding an event on the mall in D.C. I will be speaking, and I'll be speaking right after a friend of mine. I'm not going to say who that friend is, but it's actually a video presentation. My friend cannot be there, but it's a high-profile individual. Let me put it that way. But I'm going to be speaking last, and I just want to say this is about prayer. This is not about politics. This is about honoring those who died. And this is about praying to the Lord for the nation. I don't need to tell people listening to this program, this nation is in trouble. We have never seen anything like it. The madness, there's no other word for it. There's madness. And you think, what is causing this? Well, I would put it to you that it is a spiritual issue and that we're in a spiritual battle. It's not a political battle. Politics can come into it. All kinds of stuff can come into it. But the root is spiritual. And the only one who can deal with the spiritual root is God. And so we need to pray. So that's what's going to happen on the mall in D.C. It is prayer. It's not political activism, in case anybody's scoring at home. Alvin, is there anything else that we should share? I'm trying to think. There's always so much.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But it's an exciting week and weekend for you and for the show. And on Lindell TV, of course, we're going to have the program on Lindell TV.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Thank you, folks. This program is now going to air. Oh, I can't believe I didn't think of this. You go to LindellTV.com or you go to FrankSpeech.com. We are airing this as a TV program there every day at 2 p.m. Oh, my gosh. We're out of time. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
inside these four walls, sent inside forever, never seeing no one.
Hey folks, do you wish you remembered names better and thought more clearly? Hey, improve your memory with VivaLore Memory Support. VivaLore's founder actually prayed that God would show her the solution to memory loss when her mother had dementia. She had divine encounters, and her faith and her background as a pharmacist led Susan Gibson to create VivaLore Memory Support. VivaLore is a premium quality all-natural supplement with 5 to 20 times more nutrients than any other memory supplement. Wow. It's won many awards. It has 3 books independently written about it. Visit VivaLore.com for testimonials about the life-changing improvements people have experienced. VivaLore is for those with normal memory, mild, or severe memory loss. Don't wait until your memory slips. The pathology starts 20 years before your first memory loss symptom. Wow. VivaLore is V-I-V-O-L-O-R. Go to VivaLore.com, buy 3, and get 40% off with code 340. That's 40% off with code 340. The makers pray that God's glory rests on every pill. VivaLore.com, V-I-V-O-L-O-R. LOR.com.
Folks, welcome to the broadcast. As you know, we're doing something a little different this week. This is Prophet Week on the Eric Metaxas Show. A few years ago, we did Bigfoot Week or Sasquatch Week, depending on where you are. We did Hell Week. We talked about hell. We haven't done anything like that in a while. I thought, you know, it would be fun to talk to some folks whom I respect and value in the prophetic. Now, a lot of you listening to this program, you don't even know what I'm talking about. Some of you know what I'm talking about, and you're disdainful or skeptical or hostile to it. I want to try to keep an open mind because all of us care about what God says. If you believe in God, you know that we would never want to put words in his mouth. That would be blasphemous, and people do it. And it's blasphemous if and when they do it. So we care a lot about this, which is why I want to introduce you again to my guest, Mike Thompson. Mike Thompson, welcome.
Oh, hi, Eric. So wonderful to be here today.
Well, it's good to see you. I know you're in sunny Las Vegas, where you have your church there. If people want to find you before we get into our conversation, because you've shared some amazing things recently, but if people want to find you or look you up, where would they best find you?
Well, there are the websites, wordoflifeworldoutreach.org, and then mikethompsonministries.org and .com. The address of our building, our recording studio church, is 9041 South Pecos Road in Henderson, Suite 4000.
All right.
I'm on YouTube and also on Facebook.
Okay.
I'm everywhere.
You're everywhere. Well, you've been on this program and we kind of got your background the last time, but just to reprise that a little bit, because just the other day you came on your YouTube channel and delivered what struck me as a particularly powerful vision that God had given you. It was really compelling. And I said, I would love to get you on the program to share that with my audience, many of whom are very ignorant of this kind of thing. And I think they shouldn't be, because I think we need hope. And it strikes me that you and a handful of others have been delivering some hopeful messages from God, which we need at this time in this nation. So, but before you do that, Just give a quick background on when did you start hearing from God in this obviously supernatural way?
Well, I didn't come by it naturally. My wife, CK, had been experiencing these things all of her life. But when we, just shortly after we married, we received the baptism in the Holy Spirit together. And so I began experiencing and seeing and developing and training myself then to hear the voice of God. I didn't know how to do that before. But very quickly, it began to develop in my life.
What year are we talking? When did you get married, you and CK?
Oh, we're You put me on the spot. 72.
Holy
73. God. 73.
73.
We're coming up on our 50.
Yeah, you're into. I predict it's going to last. I think the first 50 years are always the toughest, they say.
Yeah, my parents made it to like 65, so we think we're good.
How wonderful! Well, you obviously got married young. I got to say that there are many people who listen to this program who, you know, either they don't understand what we're about to discuss, or maybe they're hostile to it for some reason. So, I want to say again, the reason that I have you on is because you're one of those voices that you're very careful, it strikes me, and very seasoned in how you talk about these things, because it's important. This is such a big deal that we can't afford to get this stuff wrong. But you shared some really wild stuff recently. And I say wild, I don't mean off. I just mean it struck me as important. And I just love you to share that, if you would.
Oh, yes. Well, I've had a lot of experiences, a lot of visions over the years. So like you said, seasoned, just by experience, you learn. And you always submit it to the Word of God, because the Word of God is the grid. But all things come by the Word and the Spirit. So what occurred to me is, in this encounter with God, I was praying. It was Thursday night. I was right down here in this recording studio. I was walking around praying, and the Spirit of God just took me into the supernatural, the spiritual realm. And it opened up, and I was taken just kind of up over the United States, went over to Washington, D.C., and I was in an elevated position. Now, Eric, this is, I know a lot of people just go, wow, this guy's fruitcakes, you know, but nah, it's real. And it's a way that God intended for his children to operate in the supernatural. We all have.
Look, I just want to be clear. Like God has spoken to me a number of times, nothing like what you have shared. And I have a number of friends that seem to hear from God in these very dramatic supernatural ways. It's a particular gift that God has given you. And we had Chris Reed on earlier this week, and Amanda Grace and others. But what's interesting to me is how it's not the same for any two people. Chris Reed shared two dreams. They were clearly dreams, supernatural visions within the context of a dream. Really shook him, very vivid. Amanda Grace gets words from God, where she's writing down the exact words that God is giving her. You are sharing another thing entirely, of being, quote unquote, taken up in the spirit, over the earth, flying over to being above DC. I mean, a lot of people think, what the heck is this guy even talking about? But I know you well enough now to know that you're not making this up. And I know other people who've experienced things just like you describe. So you're not the only person that from whom I've ever heard this. But do you have things like you're describing now happen to you somewhat regularly, or was this particularly rare? How did it strike you when it occurred?
I have experiences regularly. I would say every day, some form, but there are various forms. Sometimes it's a voice of God. Sometimes it's a dream. I don't dream all that often. My wife is really adept in that. But I see things in vision forms. And the Lord will come to me in various ways. Number one, there'll be a mini vision, M-I-N-I, where it just imprinted into my brain. It's kind of like on the canvas of my heart inside, because, you know, we have an inner spirit, an inner person who has the ability to connect and operate in the spiritual realm, to see, hear, feel, touch, see things. And so I've learned over the years how that when that comes up and when I see it in my heart, that is the Holy Spirit painting that image on the canvas of my heart. So I see that, and it's very vague. But it goes from there in various levels up to a full-blown vision where I am watching the whole thing just right in front of me. Sometimes I'm taken up and I'm carried to other places over the nation or other nations even, and I see things. But very often what happens, you know what, the Apostle Paul said it very well in 2 Corinthians 12, when he was talking about being caught up to third heaven. And he said, whether in the body or out of the body, I don't know. He said, I know what happened, man. And so that's what happens with me. Sometimes I'm like 1 foot in the natural, 1 foot in the spiritual realm. And I see both simultaneously. But in this encounter, I was taken up and I was carried over Washington, D.C. I was in an elevated position up above the city looking down.
Okay, now this for you was on the overwhelming end of the spectrum, it sounds like. This was rather dramatic even for you.
I would say yes. I've had very similar ones occasionally in the past, but yeah, this is the top.
And this was last Thursday?
Thursday night, yes.
Okay, so this is a week ago. We're airing this today, Thursday. So a week ago, this struck you. So very dramatic. Unfold this for us as it happened.
As I was looking down at Washington, D.C., I had a glimpse of actually the whole city. There were about three times over the past 6 months, the Lord has taken me to Washington, D.C. in like manner. On one of those occasions, and I think I shared this with you, Eric, the last time that I was on, where I went into the Oval Office. This wasn't that. I was up above because it was like the entire spectrum of all of the governmental aspects of Washington, D.C. I was looking down on the entire city. And as I did, then the Lord spoke to me. And he said, prophet, stir the spirit. He's never used the word prophet to me before in all of these encounters. So that caught my attention. It meant to me that there was something important that he wanted me to do. Very often, Eric, I watch these things occur, and the Lord doesn't necessarily have me do anything. He just wants me to see it, to experience it.
Forgive me, Mike. We're going to a hard break. We'll be right back talking to Mike Thompson. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Don't go away. Hey, folks, I've got to tell you a secret about Relief Factor that the father-son owners, Pete and Seth Talbot, have never made a big deal about, but I think it is a big deal. I really do. They sell the 3-week quick start pack for just $19.95 to anyone struggling from pain like neck, shoulder, back, hip, or knee pain, $19.95, about a dollar a day. But what they haven't broadcasted much is that every time they sell a 3-week quick start, they lose money. In fact, they don't even break even until about 4 to 5 months after if you keep ordering it. Friends, that's huge. People don't keep ordering Relief Factor month after month if it doesn't work. So yes, Pete and Seth are literally on a mission to help as many people as possible deal with their pain. They really do put their money where their mouths are. So if you're in pain from exercise or even just getting older, order the 3-week quick start for $19.95. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. I use it. It works. Folks, I'm talking to Mike Thompson. Mike, you're sharing something really dramatic, more than a vision. You were taken up in the spirit, you said, over Washington, D.C., and God spoke to you and said,
prophet, stir the spirit. Instantly, a staff appeared in my hand. And so I took the staff, the end of the staff, and I lowered it down toward Washington, D.C. And then just with my hand, you know, the staff, I just began to stir, stir, stir. And there was a swirling that began to take place down below me. It was in the spiritual realm, and it was like a spiritual whirlwind. And as it was turning, I saw angels appear in the swirling, and they began to move. There were some angels that were warrior angels. Some of them were messenger angels, but mostly on the war side.
How can you tell the difference, if you don't mind my asking?
Two ways. Number one, and this is by experience that I've learned and developed over the years, is that I can tell by appearance. And number two, there's a knowing, because a lot of things that happen in the spiritual realm are not spoken. They're just understood because the Holy Spirit impresses them in your heart. And by the sheer experience itself, you can ascertain what's going on. You just feel it. You just know it. And so I knew that the Spirit of God was causing the angels to begin to change and to shift things in Washington, D.C.
So this is spiritual warfare we're talking about.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And somehow God gave you this honor of, in a sense, being the one he chose to activate this. You didn't ask for this. You weren't aware of it until suddenly you find yourself in the middle of this. What happened after that?
Well, then the Lord said, listen to the sound. So I was watching and I began to listen for a minute. And I said, what sound, Lord? What do you want me to hear? And then these are the words he spoke. He said, the sound of marching in the top of the mulberry trees, the sound of chariots, wheels, and horses' hooves. Now, of course, those are biblical references. We recognize, Eric. We realize
I did not. When I heard you give this the other day, I did not recognize that reference, the marching in the sound of the mulberry trees. So for those listening who may be as ignorant as I am, let us know, what is that referred to? What is the scripture that when you heard that from God?
Well, when David, the Philistines came against David because they wanted to capture or to kill him. And as they were advancing there upon Israel, David then heard about it. And so he inquired of the Lord, and he went to the Lord and he said, Lord, what do I do? Should I just come out and meet them head on? The Lord spoke to him and said, no, circle around behind them. And when you hear the sound of marching in the top of the mulberry trees, then attack. And so in that reference, when David was ready, there was the sound of marching. Now, a lot of people think, oh, it's circumstantial. Maybe there was a breeze that hit the trees, that kind of stuff. No. It was the angels of God that were coming, and they made the sound of marching. It wasn't the rustling of leaves. It was marching. It was feet. It was the army of God that was coming. And so then David, when he heard that, they attacked from behind, and there was a complete victory over the Philistines because God helped him. Now, the second reference, when we talk about the sound of chariots, you remember when the Syrians came out against the Samaritans and they encircled city. Elisha, the prophet, was involved, and they laid siege to the city. There was great famine. Horrible things were happening. People were dying of starvation. There was the eating of children. Bad things that were occurring. But God came in on the scene. And one night, the Syrians awoke to the sound of chariots. Now, they were men of war. They were an army. They knew what that sound was. They heard the wheels of the chariots. They heard the pounding of the horses' hooves on the earth. And they became very frightened because they thought a great army was coming against them. And indeed it was. It wasn't just trickery. It wasn't a psychological thing. It was the angels of God that were coming. And we see that repeated so many times in the Old Testament. And so they just fled. And then there was victory there. And then the people went out and, were able to gather up and take provisions and so forth. So those were the two stories that God was referencing, because he knew that it's not technically in our day and time, the sound is going to be slightly different. We have different technology, different forms. And I knew at the time when the Lord was saying this to me and I began to hear the sound, that it would come in many different forms. It would come in news reports. It would come in court decisions. It just, the sound of all of that is the angels that were moving in Washington, D.C. They are beginning to do spiritual warfare and coming against what I call the ruling political spirit of Jezebel and also Antichrist. We find on the far right what I call the ruling political spirit of Pharisee. So far left, far right, spiritual involvement behind the scenes, influencing people to do things that are not in line with the plans and the purposes of God for America. So I listened for a minute, and then I began to hear those sounds coming up.
I just realized we've gone over the allotted time. We're going to be right back, folks, and we'll let Mike keep talking. Folks, I'm talking to Mike Thompson. Mike, please continue where you just left off.
The Lord wants to take down the deception. And he wants to remove that. There's so much deception, so much lies, fabrications that are occurring, not only in the politics in the United States. And obviously, that's the thing that we have to look at here, Eric. That's why he took me to Washington, D.C., because of the Capitol, because of the nationalism, everything that that's happening in our country. Is that God has a plan and a purpose for America. And that plan and purpose is good. It's righteousness. It's justice. There's been too much pulling to the far left, too much control by the far right, and the Lord wants to develop, I think, that, I would say, the covenant that he established in the founding of America, because he wants destiny to reign. So I spoke prophecy. I spoke truth. I spoke justice into the atmosphere, just as the Lord had spoken to me to do so. When that happened, I saw a greater activity of the angels begin to transpire. They were moving all around Washington, D.C. I don't know, Eric, exactly what all that means, how it's all going to play out, what it is that they're going to do. But I do know that about 5.5, 6 months ago, the Lord spoke to me about a tearing in Washington, D.C. And in this vision, a tearing, yeah. In this vision, he took me to Washington, D.C., and he showed me politicians. There were many of them, those in the pseudo-administration right at this particular point, others, many, where there was a tearing in their clothes. It would occur in their shirt or their blouse or their pants, their skirt, and the tears would be like 2 to 4 inches. They start at the top, and they would go down toward the bottom. And the symbolism of that, I think, was important because it meant from heaven to earth. It was like the tearing of the veil. When Jesus was crucified, and then parts of their skin would be exposed. And that exposing was what God was beginning to show me at that point, that as we proceeded, that there would be greater exposing, and not just exposing, but something done about it. And that's why the angels and the vision that I had just a few days ago is so important. The army of angels, because something was being done about it. We can't see everything that's happening behind the scenes. You see, my ministry, my gift is to see what's going on in the spiritual realm and then report it to the body of Christ so that they can see those kind of things and have hope and have a sense of direction and purpose. The prophecy never, ever, ever exalts itself above the word of God. So we always match according to what God is saying. But one of the things that we have to understand is even though that the Holy Spirit will never violate the word of God, the Holy Spirit doesn't mind violating our interpretation and misunderstanding of the word of God because he is God. And so what he's doing is he's moving. There is a great revival that is happening right now, Eric. We are on the verge. We are on the cusp of something that is just changing like that.
You've said that many times if people listen to you, and it's deeply encouraging. And one of the reasons I want to have you on is because I want my audience to be as encouraged as I have been, that in the midst of this darkness, God says, hold on, I'm not done with America. Because there are many people that seem to think like it's over, we're in the end times, it's over, you know, get ready to run into the caves. But that's not what God has been saying to you.
No, There's evil in the world. There always has been, always will be until the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, we understand those things, but there is victory also. You know, in the Bible, it talks about in the last days. There are scriptures in the New Testament where the Apostle Paul particularly was talking about in the last days. And he explains how that there would be all this kind of evil and lawlessness. Lawlessness is a good word. The Apostle Paul loved to talk about lawlessness. He talked about this present evil age and connected that with lawlessness, how that the entire mass of human thinking devoid of the reality and the truth of God and the revelation of the Holy Spirit in our life produces a mindset in humanity to where they don't believe in God and not follow after the morals of God. And thereby there's a lawlessness that occurs, spiritual lawlessness. We've seen recently a lot of physical lawlessness, legal lawlessness, if you will. But the Holy Spirit also inspired in the book of Acts, where on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came and he moved in and he birthed the church, and then they questioned the people around. They heard him speaking in tongues. They saw the tongues of fire on the people's heads. All that was going, they were praising God. They were magnifying God. And the people that were watching questioned that. And so the first great sermon there, where Peter said that this is that Joel prophesied. And he said, in the last days, I will pour out of my spirit. So if the Bible, if the New Testament says in the last days, there will be lawlessness, it also says in the last days, I will pour out of my spirit. I'm saying that the antidote, the cure for the lawlessness is the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. It's about revival, spiritual awakening. We're in a new Christian era right at this point that I can sense. I realize the span of the age of grace from the resurrection of Jesus to a second coming, that there is a level playing field, that it all works with the salvation of God. But there is repetitive cycles within that, to where the Holy Spirit has new revivals, new outpourings, new refreshings. And we are in one. I don't care what it looks like in the natural realm. I've seen it in the spiritual realm. I have seen the glory of God coming. There is a rainbow glory of God that is moving into the earth right now, and people are being saved and filled with the Holy Spirit. There's hope. There's hope.
There's hope. We're gonna hang on to you for a couple more segments. Folks, don't go away. Please do go to ericmetaxas.com, sign up for my newsletter so we can send you these videos and you can share them. We all need to share the hope because these are tough times. We'll be right back. Folks, welcome back. I'm talking to Mike Thompson, Word of Life, worldoutreach.org. Mike, you have said that God has told you that the election was stolen. You, like me, are careful never to refer to Biden as president because he is not. He was not elected by we the people. So we're living in perfectly unprecedented times. It would be very mild to call it a constitutional crisis. We're trying to navigate our way through this. You believe that God is going to right the wrong of this election?
I do. You know, the day after the election, I went to the Lord and I said, okay, Lord, what's going on about this? And the Lord took me into the spirit. And I saw as kind of the spiritual realm opened up, I saw up above me a vision of a scale of justice. You know, I had the upright, the cross beams, the two pans that were hanging down, but there was a thumb on one of them, and it was pulling it down. We understand that God abhors injustice. You know, he wants a just weight. And so it was pulled down. And then I heard the voice of the Lord, and he said, there's a thumb on the scale, and it is robbery. And then he followed up by saying, give Moses time to work. When he said, give Moses time to work, I instinctively, just on the inside, understood he was talking about the laws in the court of heaven and how it's working. Give it time to work, because it was talking about spiritual law. And then how it superimposes itself over the laws in the courts of man. So I've been giving it time to work. I know that it's robbery. That's what the Lord told me. And my wife, CK, she even got it before I did. The night before, she turned to me and she said, this is a stolen election. Something's wrong. Something's going on right now. And I said, yes. So that's what we're waiting for. A lot of people think that we're in denial or, you know, that we're crazy or what. No, I know what God said. And so I'm willing to wait. But I'm also willing to pray. I'm also willing to prophesy and decree and to follow up my faith with my feet and with my action. And I do it in the spiritual realm. None of these things, there are natural things we understand, Eric, that we have to do. There's the legal system, there's voting, there's, you know, all those requirements upon us. But in the spiritual realm, my primary responsibility is to pray. Pray moves heaven and earth. Prayer is what changes things because of the authority that God has given to us. And the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ has the greatest spiritual authority on earth. Unfortunately, there are so many people that don't understand that and so many Christians that don't pray. But it's an imperative for us.
There are many Christians who believe watching Fox News moves the heart of God. That's not scriptural. You've got to pray. You've shared a lot of things. We're going to drag you over into hour two if we can. Was there more to this, to the vision that you had that you can share when we come back, or was that it and we'll unpack it?
I'll unpack a little bit. There's a little bit more.
Yeah. Well, it's powerful stuff. You have said that God's hand is on Donald Trump and that he has a future. You've said that God said that to you. And if God didn't say that to you, I don't think you would say that he did. That's why you're on this program. So we'll be right back, folks. I'm talking to Mike Thompson. Stick around for hour two. Don't go away.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.